Charlie, come back during Ron. Think of weird things to say to Ron. Stump Ron Owens. The purpose of my life, so it goes. Anyway, come back tomorrow for Legal Stories. I'll see you tomorrow. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston. New York prosecutors lose once again in their fight to get disgraced investor Bernard Madoff thrown in jail. What it means? Madoff will continue to bide his time at his posh New York City penthouse. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky at the federal courthouse in New York.
Sherry, prosecutors told a judge that Bernard Madoff cannot be trusted to obey any bail conditions and that he must go to jail. But the judge wasn't buying it. The judge said prosecutors did not prove that Bernard Madoff was a danger to the community or that he was a serious risk of flight, that he would jump his bail. And so Madoff remains free on bail, confined to a $7 million apartment here in Manhattan. Sherry?
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Sherry didn't pay $34,000 in taxes, but he's all on the up and up now, and it shouldn't keep him from becoming the next Treasury Secretary. That's what President-elect Obama is saying today. Here live from Washington is ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, it's a vigorous endorsement from Barack Obama of his embattled Treasury Secretary designate. Obama saying a common mistake should not disqualify him.
It was an innocent mistake. It is a mistake that is commonly made for people who are working internationally or for international institutions.
And Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, sitting next to Obama, added he doesn't think his party wants to play gotcha, in his words, with Tim Geithner on this kind of issue. Sherry?
ABC's Vic Ratner live. The first of two Arctic Clippers is blown into the northeast. Wind chills in the single digits in New York. This plumber in nearby Clifton, New Jersey, is working on a construction site and isn't very happy about it.
Today's painful. It really is. I mean, we're under the trailer, the wind's blowing through, tough working conditions.
That same system hit Chicago earlier this week. Today, they're getting snow. Impeached Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich presided over the swearing-in ceremony for new senators in Springfield, Illinois today. Those same senators will soon vote on whether to kick Blagojevich out of office. Rough day on Wall Street at the close. The Dow was down 250, NASDAQ down 54. You're listening to ABC News.
Why does this cough make me feel like my lungs are going to come out of my chest?
Robitussin knows one of the ways your body clears itself of mucus is by coughing. That's why Robitussin DM Max is formulated with a double dose of the medicine that helps your body clear away mucus compared to Robitussin DM, and it helps control your cough. Robitussin knows the relief you need. Robitussin DM Max. Double the strength against mucus for a reason. Use as directed.
Today, we're proud to announce that Wachovia is part of Wells Fargo. Together, we're a leading financial team with a legendary reputation for strength and stability that can offer you more resources to help you reach your financial goals. For now, continue to do business as usual at your same location and know that you'll have a team that's twice as strong to help you. For questions, visit wellsfargo.com/Wachovia. Wells Fargo and Wachovia. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Wachovia Bank N.A., Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A., members FDIC.
Do car buyers really want to go green? It appears not so much. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is at the Detroit Auto Show with more on the environmentally friendly cars that nobody seems to want to buy.
Fuel cell hybrid vehicles.
The floor of the Detroit Auto Show is flooded with new fuel-efficient technology, but demand for hybrids has cooled as gas prices have dropped. Are the automakers being forced to make green cars people won't buy? Chrysler CEO Bob Nardelli says no.
I think this is being socially responsible.
We need to balance that, though, with consumer demand.
Annette Sikora is president of the Auto Dealers Association. She says social responsibility is admirable, but she worries the green cars just won't sell. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Detroit.
When Plaxico Burress was arrested for carrying a gun, his lawyer argued that professional athletes are supposedly targeted more by criminals. Here's the story of how being a professional athlete got football player Michael Irvin out of trouble.
Besides financial security and fame, an NFL career could have other benefits. For example, saving you from a very scary situation. Former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Michael Irvin says he was stopped at a red light in Dallas on Monday night when someone in the next car pulled a gun on him. But when that person realized who Irvin was, he put the weapon down and struck up a conversation about the Cowboys. The whole incident ended when the people in the other car drove away. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
This is ABC News.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up?
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Alameda County District Attorney has filed murder charges against former BART police officer Johannes Messerly in connection with the New Year's Day shooting death of a 22-year-old Oscar Grant. Messerly was arrested in Nevada today. He has waived extradition, being taken to Santa Rita Jail in Dublin. Could be arraigned as early as tomorrow. And attorneys for Messerly will be talking about the case at a 3 o'clock news conference in Sacramento this afternoon. UC Region set to vote this afternoon on plans to cut undergrad enrollment and limit the pay for top administrators. Traffic, here's KGO's Terry Ross.
Two big problems. Mountain View, South 101 before Ellis Street. Fire crews putting out a garbage truck fire. San Francisco crash. North 101 before 280. Tow truck with a trailer clearing from on top of the Center Divide guardrail. Tune in to watch the California Lottery's All New Make Me a Millionaire show. It's the game show where you can win millions Saturdays at Cron at 6:30 p.m. Terry Ross, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Hazy sunshine, but not quite as warm this afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Blaring to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. I have to practice saying my own name. That's how bad it's getting. Well, here, speaking of bad, here is an article on bad humor. Not good humor, bad humor. I find humor one of the most interesting and fascinating aspects of the human mind, and I would say of the primate mind. It is unique, we think. Although those of you who own dogs, I think they can play with you and they can be funny and make jokes. I used to have a German Shepherd that would do all kinds of things. Anyway, here's this research that says that 4 in 10 of us will laugh when told a bad joke. First of all, haven't you ever laughed at a joke you didn't get? Right? Or is this so awful you felt bad for the person telling the joke? So you let out an uncomfortable laugh. Well, not everybody does that. Okay, now, they told the joke to 200 people. Here's a joke. I can't even bring myself to tell you this joke. What did the big chimney say to the little chimney? Nothing. Chimneys can't talk. Now, if you're falling over laughing at that one, you got a problem, but we have medication to help you. The most common reaction, actually, for 37% of people was to laugh at that joke. The second most likely reaction was to respond in a mildly negative way by saying something, that's not very funny. Next came bland, non-committal comments like, okay, okay. Only a small minority were rude about the joke or made sarcastic comments about its teller. 6% rolled their eyes or shook their head, and only 0.5% of you told the truth and groaned. Strangers, far more likely to be polite when told a bad joke than a friend or a loved one. This is like, honey, do you like my dress? At home, you're honest. We found that social relationship was highly significant, suggesting that responses to failed humor among intimates will be most direct and negative, while strangers and acquaintances will tend to use more neutral responses. People might laugh at bad jokes because they were surprised at receiving such a bad punchline. Part of humor has to do with the unexpected. When you tell a joke, you're leading people down a path. They expect one thing, and the punchline tells you the ending is something different. It's impossible to explain it. But it doesn't explain a curious phenomenon when people laugh at a bad joke even though they are expecting it. By the way, the 5 worst jokes... Oh, do I do this? The 5 worst jokes. One of them here I don't even get. Okay, knock, knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo-hoo. I knew that when I was 5. What does pride go before? Lions. What's green and likes snow? Skiweed. Phew. Why were the rabbits eating the motorway? It was a dual cabbageway. I need help with that. It was a dual... Heather, are you getting that one? Why were the rabbits eating the motorway? It was a dual cabbageway? If I eat three cakes in the morning and three for tea, what will I have? A tummy ache. All right, we're leaving that one. All right, so now the big string of new diet books, Bible diet books. There's a string of them. Especially popular in the United States of America, extolling the values and virtues of foods featured in the Bible. Well, far from being the land of milk and honey, ancient Israel was more likely to offer its inhabitants a pretty bland choice of, you got your flatbreads and you got your grains. What are you going to have today? Oh, for lunch, it's flatbreads and grains. Oh, dinner, we're having a special on grains and flatbreads. They examined biblical texts and archaeological finds, including human remains, and came to the conclusion those in the promised land did not have a balanced diet. The diet in biblical times was not healthy. And all these books, of course, kind of make believe. True, the Israelites may rarely have eaten meat because they didn't have any. But vegetables and fruit also featured far less in their diets than needed. In reality, it was not a balanced diet. Also, on the subject of religion, this is surprising. We've kind of had fun, and it got so heavy at one point we just decided we're not doing these stories anymore, and yet I keep doing them because every one of them has a little strange twist revealing, how suggestive some people are when they look at a cheese sandwich and think they're seeing the Virgin Mary. Well, you know who's more upset about this than me? The Pope! He has issued guidelines on distinguishing between real or demonic visions of Mary. He is declaring a holy war against people who claim that the Virgin Mary is appearing to them. And we've had the Virgin Mary in concrete, in wood, in the filthy drain, in a floor, in the cheese sandwiches, pizzas. You go on and on and on. You are in trouble, folks. He will attempt to snuff out an explosion of bogus heavenly apparitions with new guidelines to help bishops root out the frauds. He's deeply concerned about the explosion of these pseudo-mystics claiming direct line to God. See, it's competition. I think that's why he's upset. When a claim of heavenly apparition occurs, a local bishop will need to set up a commission of psychiatrists, psychologists, theologians, and priests who will investigate the claims systematically. So if you see the Virgin Mary, they're concerned you might be hallucinating. Well, speaking of hallucinations, I think this one is interesting, and Heather and I were skeptical about this, and we decided to track it down, and indeed, there is a suggestion in research, and I hope I can explain this clearly, and of course, you're going to see it reported all over the news wrong, that people who drink coffee, the equivalent of 3 cups of brewed coffee, that's not a lot, or 7 cups of instant, are more likely to hallucinate. Now, what you got to hang on to here is that if you are hallucinating, you're psychotic. Their claim here is that some people might have some hallucinations, and they're actually not psychotic. They hear voices, they see things. Maybe this explains a lot of UFOs and, you know, a lot of things that people call this program about. The research has found that people with a caffeine intake that high, whether from coffee, tea, chocolate, energy drink, pills, whatever, had a 3 times higher tendency to hear voices and see things that were not there than those who consume the equivalent of 1/2 cup. The most people who drink loads of coffee are not known to hallucinate. When these types of experiences interfere with daily functioning, they are considered to be psychotic. I think just stretching some definitions here. We're talking about 315 milligrams of caffeine. Let's just say 100 milligrams is a good cup of coffee. So 3 cups of coffee. That's 6 cups of tea, 9 colas, 4 Red Bulls, 1.5 cups in a boutique cafe. It's a stimulant. 90% of you consume some form of caffeine every day. And this study funded by Medical Research Council, this is in England, 200 non-smoking students were asked about their typical intakes of caffeine products, and their stress levels and their propensity to have hallucinations were also assessed. And the explanation could be caffeine's been found to exacerbate the physiological effects of stress, and maybe the body releases stress hormones, and maybe that hormone is related, maybe, but the thing that gets me, hallucinations are not necessarily a sign of mental illness. Most people will have had brief experiences of hearing voices when there's no one there. And 3% of people regularly hear such voices. Many of these people cope well with this and live normal lives. Now, it's possible the association between caffeine hallucination is due to the fact that people who are prone to associations tend to use caffeine to help them cope. And you go in a mental institution, and I have seen psychiatric wards banning coffee. You'll see the schizophrenics lined up at the coffee machine, and we know it makes them worse. So I'm not ready to embrace this. I think it's a matter of definitions, and I think people who are hallucinating sooner or later may transfer to a full diagnosis, but we'll see. Speaking of caffeine, where do you think the most caffeinated cities in the United States are? Huh? Tampa, Florida, tops the charts. Then Seattle, and then Chicago, and I'm not even seeing poor San Francisco on the list. Least amount of coffee, Twin Cities, Riverside, San Bernardino in California, followed by Atlanta, San Diego, Minneapolis, Dallas. What's wrong with you people? New York and L.A., of course, rounded out the top five most caffeinated cities. This is a telephone poll. But it's interesting. People in Tampa did not earn this distinction because of they're fond of coffee. I was first surprised when I looked at it. I said, wow, I just don't think of Tampa when you think of coffee. People living in Tampa admitted to being most likely to take pain relievers containing caffeine and to drink lots of tea, right? And they are also the least likely to be addicted to caffeine, they say. So get this. People in Tampa consume the most caffeine, and they're the number one saying, we are the least likely to be addicted to caffeine. Talk about the River Nile. I mean, that's going from Egypt all the way to Tampa. Let's see, anything else you need here. Okay. Speaking of polls, what do you think is last in the country in graduation rates from high school? One out of every three students in Texas don't even get to the graduation stage. A sad, sad statistic for one of the larger states in the United States. They rank last in high school graduation rates and found that more children in Texas had to retake kindergarten. Advocates working for improvement of children across the state encourage parents and concerned citizens to voice their opinions to legislatures. You know, and I think about, you know, a very famous president for the last 8 years launching upon us, you know, programs at the federal level to help children when the home state has such a sorry, sorry statistic. Well, let's not go there. That's the past. Future's the future. Herbal medication, commonly used to relieve menopausal symptoms, but the effectiveness just isn't there. This is a big review from Drugs and Therapeutics Bulletin, published by the BMJ Group. And they go down the list of all the herbs that women take to help with the menopause. Seven trials of black cohosh, which is among the most popular. No benefits really seen. Some were a combination of black cohosh and St. John's wort. No evidence, but there's a lot of association between black cohosh and liver toxicity. Multiple trials of red clover, soy, and other types of phytoestrogens, which everybody is into here, of course, have shown no benefit. I repeat, no benefit. And concerns have been raised that phytoestrogens may interfere with estrogen receptor modulators and aromatase inhibitors and breast cancer. We've been there before. Little evidence for or against the benefit with other herbs. Dong Quai, evening... Dong Quai for me, Argentina. I can't help but singing that whenever I see that. Evening primrose oil, which I was once very hopeful about. Interesting substance. Ginseng. Wild yam. A lot of you are lining up, you know, in for these bioequivalent hormones and buying wild yam. Has no effect. Chase tree, hops, sage. It goes on and on and on. Dong Quai potentiates the effects of warfarin. That's a blood thinner. That can kill you. A lot of people with clots and heart disease and stroke take that. So, if you're going to insist on being irrational, please tell your doctor. Because it could kill you if you're taking one of these herbs and your doctor prescribes something else. Evening primrose oil increases the risk of seizures when taken with phenothiazines. Ginseng associated with side effects like headache, GI, it goes on. Kava Kava is banned because of reports of liver damage. But we move into another subject here that all of a sudden, people, because of the economy, cannot afford their prescription drugs, and there's been a boom in the sale of herbal medications. And I do herbs a service by saying medications. And they profile all these people who can't afford their prescription drugs, taking worthless herbs, spending the money. It costs less, I admit that, because of the prices. For instance, Whole Foods, they're in big trouble. They're having trouble coping with the economy, but they have seen a definite increase in sales of nutritional supplements and herbal products. They talk about all the people taking worthless cold and flu medications. And all this is maybe, I don't know, I can't say yay or nay on this. And they're talking here what it costs to go to a doctor, etc. Echinacea, real popular again. No one seems to care that it doesn't work. So I guess if you care about your money, save your money. This penchant we have for doing something, boy, that gets us. That gets us. And it is this tendency to not trust a human body. It's so funny. The people I talk to who are into herbs, you know, they, you know, you doctors, you just don't believe in natural things. And, well, the most natural thing in the world is believe in your body. Your body will heal a cold. You don't need to take anything for your cold. It will go away. It's you who have this penchant for prescribing something, whether it's medication or herbs. So I, what can I say? You know my feelings and have known them for a long time, haven't you? All right. You or someone you love has a fatal illness. Do you really want to know the truth? Come on, fess up here. Do you really want to know if you or someone you love has a fatal illness? There's a lot of stuff being slung around here. We'll get to the bottom of it. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Stay tuned.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
OfficeMax believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Zuma J's Surfboards.
Zuma J's.
Hi, I'm calling from OfficeMax, and we want to give you your own national radio commercial right now.
Okay, that's terrific, but I've got a whole store full of customers that want to buy stuff.
Well, you are on the radio right now. Can you just tell us in 30 seconds why you think Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu?
The Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu because it carries hardcore goods for hardcore surfers. No skateboards, no snowboards. Rip, shred, and tear. Zuma J's shreds L.A. Buy a board. Don't delay.
Great. Awesome. Okay, so what if I want to buy a skim board?
Skim boards, we got them.
Small businesses, join the Max Perks Rewards program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
Natural.
out exercising along the beach and then I exert myself walking up a hill, I get goosebumps all over me. And I'm wondering why that is.
Yeah, at what point is this?
When I'm exerting myself and I'm climbing up the stairs.
Mm.
And I really start exerting, I get goosebumps. Like I'm cold, but of course I'm warm. It's 75 degrees here.
Yes, yes. Well, it's interesting because I don't know the science has been able to explain a lot of phenomena like this in the human body. Sometimes we can come up with a reason for some of the responses and others not. And I could, you know, we could sit here all day and talk about some of these things. Our busy little bodies do. Now, goosebumps are caused by a contraction of a little muscle called the pilar erectus muscle. And every hair follicle actually has a little muscle attached to it. And our hairs usually lay down right against our skin. And when you pull on the muscle, it stands up like raising, erector pilus muscle. Or no, that's not good. Like raising a pole. So the hair lies flat, comes out at an angle, and then it pulls it up straight. Well, yes, you can imagine in fur-bearing animals, and we are mammals, okay, and our hair is fur. It's not really much of a difference. We've lost most of it. It creates a thicker air trap in the fur and is meant to insulate us and keep us warmer. But you mentioned it's not happening. Well, there are other reactions, aren't there? Those of you who have pets and animals, cats, what do they do when they're upset? Or they're angry, or they're about to fight. They fluff up the hair. So I would imagine when you're running, there are a variety of kinds of hormones. And listen, we also see people who get hives and get itchy when they exercise. So there's histamine release. So I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think it's anything that anybody can explain exactly why. Although, from an evolutionary point of view, there must be a reason why when you really start exerting yourself, that starts to happen. And maybe your body doesn't want to lose a lot of heat and is not sensing exterior temperatures. After all, how does your body know what the temperature is outside? Well, it measures it by how it cools and how efficiently it's cooling down, you see. So you may have a very efficient cooling mechanism. Your body cools by just the air going in and out of your lungs, the air over the surface of your skin, and if you sweat very efficiently, and here is probably what's going on. When you sweat, if you see drips of sweat, then that's not efficient. And if you start training for a major athletic event, and you train in, let's say, a hot, humid place, the first day out on the field, boy, you're going to be dripping, dripping, dripping. But after a few weeks, your body gets more efficient. You are sweating all the time, and yet you don't feel wet. Every one of you, you're sweating right now. And that's perfect because as the water in your sweat evaporates, it is at its most efficient way to cool your body. So when you're dripping sweat, you're making too much sweat, and that is inefficient, and it doesn't evaporate off as efficiently. So my suggestion might be that as you start really exerting yourself, your body is doing an excellent job. Your skin temperature is actually going down very, very, very efficiently, and the sense that your body has is, ooh, she's a little cold, so we'll, do the pilar erector muscles and make the goosebumps. You may even find you get the goosebumps in different places versus the other. So there are all kinds of things. I didn't mean to tease you about other stuff, but, people come out of a dark room and start sneezing. The photic sneeze reflex. What is that about? Yawns, we're not so sure, but we think yawns are a signal to say, hey, you're tired, get back in your cave, and that's why they're contagious. One critter to another. Let's get back in the cage, in the cave, because it's going to be dangerous tonight, and we need to protect ourselves. Let's see, there's ranges and ranges of these things, and they interest me. They do interest me, and only because we don't know the reason, and yet, eventually, when you take a look at any of this stuff from an evolutionary point of view, the reason begins to emerge. And so there you have it. Wouldn't worry about it. And for those of you who get hives and itchy when you exercise, that may be combined with a little slight touch of a food allergy can set that off. But that's an allergic reaction. So you can become allergic to the hard work you're doing going up a hill and allergic to your own sweat. All right, interesting question. When we come back, we're going to talk about, do you really want the bad news, whether you're the patient or a family member, okay? 1-800-548-TALK. Stay right there. We'll return.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Former Barked police officer Johannes Messerly was charged with murder by the Alameda County DA today in connection with the New Year's Day shooting death of 22-year-old Oscar Grant Messerly, is due to be arraigned in Alameda County tomorrow. San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed was upbeat in his State of the City address today, despite the current economic woes. He talked about plans for downtown improvement, help for the homeless, schools, and the need for clean tech growth. Then the Metropolitan Water District, which serves 18 million Southern Californians, says there is an increased likelihood that water will be rationed there this spring. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Hazy sunshine, but not quite as warm this afternoon. Highs mainly in the 60s. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
I came back from a weekend with the boys, took one look at my wife, and couldn't believe my eyes. Her face was so smooth. It was like she turned the clock back 10 years.
I look at her. No more crow's feet, and her frown lines disappeared. It's amazing.
Do you want to know the secret to smoother skin, less wrinkles, and no more dark circles? Introducing Icera, the clinically proven skincare serum that rolls on. Icera is designed to treat even the toughest wrinkles, crow's feet, and even eliminates dark circles and under-eye puffiness. Want to try it yourself? Well, now you can. Risk-free. That's right. Roll away wrinkles with Icera. It's guaranteed to work for you. Even the ones closest to you won't believe their eyes.
I still can't believe the difference a couple of days made.
So what are you waiting for? Roll away wrinkles and roll back the clock. Call today for your risk-free trial of Icera. 888-535-8518. 888-535-8518. That's 888-535-8518.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Sorry. Welcome back to the program. This is a sensitive subject. I just cannot tell you, and I know a lot of you think that some doctors are aloof and distant, but I would counter with, can you just imagine as a young doctor in your training and afterwards dealing with the ultimate demise and death of a patient and telling a family? It's not easy. Some of us were just not born good communicators. Some of us have a terrible time with this. See it as a defeat. It is not straightforward. This article makes it seem straightforward, but I will confuse you a little with it. First of all, it says here doctors do worry about breaking bad news to a patient's kin. But most family members do want to know the truth. Research has shown many doctors hesitate to be fully open with critically ill patients and their families, opting to give more optimistic estimates of life expectancy or not discuss prognosis at all unless the patient brings it up. Now, I can tell you there are studies where you tell a patient that they have a terminal illness and they're going to die, it hastens their death. They've done studies on this. Some people die sooner when you tell them that. Others don't, and we don't have an exact way of knowing ahead of time. Who's going to be made worse by that information? Now, I think I would want to know. I think the general rule has got to be honesty. It's up to you as a patient. It's up to you as a family to deal with the truth here. It's not up to us to try to second-guess you, I guess. This new study says 93% of family members of critically ill hospital patients said that avoiding discussion about prognosis was not an acceptable way to maintain hope. Instead, families said that timely discussion about prognosis was essential for them to prepare emotionally and practically for the possibility a loved one could die. And I just think it's got to be that way. And a lot of doctors are not good at it. And I just have to admit that. And you need to be understanding. We are highly, highly trained. What's the word? The art of medicine is the art of science. We are technicians, but the art of applying that knowledge is something that is difficult to teach. So don't hold us up to higher expectations than are necessary. It's not us who made your family member sick. It's not our fault. And I think the patient and the family members have to deal with it. I just, you know, I would want to know. Some people just were never told, and I regret that. In my family, there are times where we just didn't want to say it. We just didn't want to say it. There was always hope, you know, in a dying relative's face, and you feel terrible even as a family member. All right. Okay, let's talk to Annie. How you doing, Annie? Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about it's kind of a new exercise. Fad, I would call it maybe, and it's called a power plate where you vibrate and you still do exercises on the machine. And I was wondering, mostly I've read just good things about it, but I have heard that it's possible that it could maybe tear a retina or jog your brain or anyway, yeah, I was wondering if you know anything about it or if you have a website that you could recommend where you can get good, reliable information.
You just asked me the big, tough question, of course. Let's go back to what you asked about the vibrating plate. I doubt it would be very harmful. But the most important question you should have asked is, does it work? Not the dangers. After all, if exercising on a vibrator helps you get a better workout, you know, it's kind of a positive thing. Now, there is some legitimacy to fundamental research in these things. And that NASA has looked at it, the idea being that thin bones is a terrible problem with astronauts. And so NASA's been looking at ways to helping that. And a vibrating plate, the little vibrations put little, every time it vibrates, you know, puts a little pressure on a bone and may help. There have been some studies suggesting it could help with muscles. And then when this has gotten out into the marketplace and health clubs and websites trying to sell you these things, over-the-top nonsense. And I think that's where it is right now. While, once again, some legitimate research, the claims are preposterous, it is not whether you exercise on a vibrating plate at all. It's whether you exercise at all. So I wouldn't worry about it in terms of harm. I would not pay any extra money. But if it's offered to you for free, I don't have any objections. I don't think it could possibly make enough of a difference that would add up to a clinically relevant outcome. But nevertheless, vibrations are interesting. We have found certain frequency of vibrations are good for pain. Vibrators, I'm reading all of Heather's wisecracks here. I cannot, on a family program, pass them on to you. Have other uses. So, it is not a total quack thing, but the industry has run way ahead of what we know about the clinical and clinical relevance of it all. All right. Henry in Kansas City. How you doing, Henry?
Hello, Dr. Dean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to ask if using Lasix to correct for farsightedness and a little astigmatism has any downside?
Using Lasix is used for nearsightedness. So without knowing your eyeballs, it's kind of hard to say. Just remember, and how old are you, Henry?
Well, this is for a 55-year-old woman I'm asking for.
55-year-old. So she's already using reading glasses.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what she needs to ask the doctor. If they fix the farsightedness, what is she going to do for near vision? She will still need reading glasses. Or they'll fix one eye near and one eye far, which is not comfortable for some people. And so I'd be careful. I need to know the technique that's being used. In general, farsightedness, which means your eyeball's a little small and the angle of your cornea a little sharper than a flatter cornea. It's the opposite. Doesn't matter. It's the curve of the cornea that determines nearsightedness and farsightedness, as well as the size of the eyeball. And I would be very, very careful, and I would get an opinion if I were headed for something like this, because there are so many different techniques out here and it's not worth us going through all of them. I would get an opinion from a general ophthalmologist, maybe the person she sees for her general ophthalmological needs, about whether this is worthwhile or whether this is someone who's new on the block trying to build up a business. So that's the best way to do that, I think. All right. Let's take a quickie here. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. We'll be right back to talk to you more on the phones.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom100.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom100.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 100.com. Freedom100.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. We've learned that Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple Computers, is taking a leave of absence from the job. We're told that this is due to ongoing health problems that Jobs has been suffering from. A very gaunt-looking Jobs surprised people at the Macworld Expo not too long ago, but at that point he had said that he was just feeling bad and that the weight loss was due to his very quick metabolism. He sent a letter to all Apple employees today. We're just getting this letter now. It says, "Team, I'm sure that you saw my letter last week sharing something very personal with the Apple community." He says, "Unfortunately, the curiosity over his personal health continues to be a distraction for him, his family, and everyone else at the company, so he feels it is in his best interest and in the company's best interest that he takes a leave of absence while he problems." I'm Daria Albinger, and this has been a special report from ABC News.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Jerry. How you doing, Jerry? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. I was hoping you could give me a theory or some kind of plausible explanation as to what may have happened to me during a benign, straightforward ear surgery 7 or 8 years ago. I've had it on my mind. What happened was I had the ear surgery. I woke up from the recovery room. I was in excruciating pain. However, the pain was not in my ear. It was in both of my arms and in my rib cages. And I asked the nurse, I said, "What happened?" And she goes, "Are you in pain?" I said, "Yes." And she gave me some morphine. She thought it was for my ear. I said, "It's not for my ear. It's for my arms and my rib cages. I could barely pick them up." It lasted 2 or 3 weeks before the pain went away completely.
Yeah, if I were to push on your rib cage at the time, or wiggled your arms around and poked, was that painful? Would that hurt you?
Excruciating. I could barely lift. I could barely turn it off. The ear was fine. The pain.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, Jerry, my best guess, and that's all I can do is give you a guess. When you are asleep for surgery, depending upon the type of surgery and the length of the surgery, you have no idea the position you're put in. You go to sleep lying down on your back. But as you know, to gain access to all different parts of the body, you know, we got to wiggle you around. So very often is lying still on a hard operating table. I have seen doctors who, this is, you know, hard to explain, but you can imagine where, as we're leaning against the table, we get your arm in between our body and the table. And we put a lot of pressure on your arm. You've lost your sense of pain, because you're out, and you cannot respond. There are just a whole variety of explanations. Your rib cage, it's possible the doctors were leaning over across on your rib cage. Possible you got, just a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, and you should have complained to the anesthesiologist, because that's the person who's basically responsible. So the anesthesiologist, who's supposed to look out for these things and make sure the surgeons aren't leaning on your body, or you're not in one position too long. Sometimes you're over on your side or your back. So it's usually an orthopedic, you know, a traumatic, type of deal, especially if it hurts afterwards. That's my best guess about what was, what's going on here. All right, let's talk to Charles. How you doing, Charles? Charles, going once.
Hello?
Yes, sir, there you are. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, sir. My name's Charles Sacramento. Here's a little something on these medical quacks. It comes from Gilbert and Sullivan, that'd be like in the 1890s. And it's from Mercado, who is saying he wants to let the punishment fit the crime. Well, here it is, although my musical friends tell me, don't sing. Here it is. The advertising quack who wearies with tales of countless cures. His teeth I've enacted shall all be extracted by terrified amateurs. And there you are, sir.
That's great. You know, it's what's funny, I tell you, Charles, is people have been on to quacks for a long time. There are things today that sell more easily than in the 19th century. In a way, it's are we stupider? Are we more gullible? Have we lost our roots? Or are people just more skeptical then because they were distrusting of so many things, where we have gotten so trusting that someone in authority says something to us, we just believe it. One of my favorite lines is from The Road to Wellville. Anthony Hopkins plays Kellogg. Great. It's a must-see movie or book for any of you who are interested in this subject. And in the book, the Kellogg brothers are concocting a scheme, and one of them goes to the other, health. the open sesame of the sucker's purse. I love it. You want to rip people off? Sell them a health product. We talked about this many times, how I could sell you a pill in 2 seconds that promises to you to live to be 100 years old, but I'd have trouble selling you a pill that you put in your gas tank to give you 100 miles a gallon. Why we're stupid about health and smart about other things, I have no idea. I have no idea. All right, let's talk to Jim. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Dell. Yes, yeah. I went on the Atkins when it was popular. In fact, 3 or 4 of my friends did it. We just lost a ton of weight, you know, like 10, 15. I lost 15. They lost 20. And it was over a short period of time. And then over the years, a couple of years, my blood work was excellent. It really, my cholesterol came down, my triglycerides were good, whatever. Now, a couple of us tried to go back on this diet again, and I'm strictly not eating any carbs, and I'm not losing any weight. My blood work hasn't performed as well as it did before. Did I trick my body at one time and now it just remembers it or what?
Well, I don't think that's what's going on. How long ago was that, the first time with the Atkins diet?
When it was real popular, what, three years ago, I'm going to say.
Mm. Well, that's not a big difference because I'm going to say your metabolism changes every year you age. We have followed, for instance, groups of marathon runners, men who run marathons. I don't run marathons. I'm sure you don't. Even marathon runners are picking up a pound or two every year as they age, and their metabolism is changing. Listen, as you know, I am, underline, not a fan of Atkins. It obviously failed for you. Don't consider yourself a success and don't tell me, hey, I lost a ton of weight. What happened? What happened, Jim? Why don't you tell me what happened?
Well, I'll tell you. When my blood work, I've always had high cholesterol, and I take all the cholesterol.
No. I mean, why did you gain all the weight back?
Oh, I guess I got off of it.
Ah, bravo, Jim. You got a free mug and a T-shirt. Of course. Therefore, it didn't work for you. I don't care how much you lose in the first couple of months. That's the lure of Atkins. No carbs is unhealthy. Last time I checked, your brain needs glucose to run itself. If you eliminate carbs, you're running on ketones. And that'll make you fuzzy. It affects mental performance. And you can't live like that. It's not carbs that are making you fat. It's the total number of calories. Now, it does seem when you start people off that the ketosis that gets induced by a no-carb diet does seem to help appetite a little, may enable you to lose a little more weight in the beginning, but once again, at the end of 6 months or a year, there's no difference. There's no advantage to Atkins dieting. And the new Atkins book, go out and buy it. They're pushing carbs. Even the Atkins people are pushing carbs. So don't kid yourself. Jim, you're calling me because you eat too much. That's all. Eat whenever the hell you want. Just eat less. If you can stick to an Atkins diet, then you can stick to any diet. And the trick is to find a diet you're willing to stay on for the rest of your life. Otherwise, just give up, accept yourself, and have some fun. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. 1-800-548-8255. Stay there.
Does your current economic situation have you looking for something new? Are you looking to own your very own business? International World of Vacations offers you the freedom to be your own boss. With International World of Vacations, you can own your own online travel company, complete with a custom website, easy-to-use software, and a live 24-hour call center to support your business. Make over 80% of the travel commissions and even earn free travel. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call toll-free 866-498-6388.
I planned a family vacation that produced over $4,000 in commissions.
The Small Business Journal named International World of Vacations one of the top 5 best business opportunities in the country today. Take control and enjoy financial freedom. International World of Vacations offers a 30-day refund policy. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call 866-498-6388 to get started today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
OfficeMax believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Zuma J's Surfboards.
Zuma J's.
Hi, I'm calling from OfficeMax, and we want to give you your own national radio commercial right now.
Okay, that's terrific, but I've got a whole store full of customers that want to buy stuff.
Well, you are on the radio right now. Can you just tell us in 30 seconds why you think Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu?
The Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu because it carries hardcore goods for hardcore surfers. No skateboards, no snowboards. Rip, shred, and tear. Zuma J's shreds L.A. Buy a board. Don't delay.
Great. Awesome. Okay, so what if I want to buy a skim board?
Skim boards, we got them.
Small businesses, join the Max Perks Rewards Program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
Started today.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Let's talk to Rita. How you doing, Rita?
Fine, doctor. How are you?
Fine, ma'am.
Good. I'm calling about to see what your opinion is of a pessary or a prolapsed uterus.
Yes. Are we talking about you or someone you know?
Me.
Well, you know, pessaries are old-time devices, but they are still used. They are not talked about a lot. It's a very personal item, and if you don't mind, I'll explain to people what a pessary is. And if they work, I think it's great. The problem is a lot of obstetricians and gynecologists are not expert at fitting them. If they're experienced and your doctor's recommending it, I think it's a good thing, because it could save you from surgery as long as you're willing to put up with a few things. A pessary is a device that a woman inserts inside of herself that kind of holds up everything, holds it kind of in place. And when it comes to prolapse of a uterus or a bladder, what often happens that creates the annoying symptoms, for instance, if there's a little incontinence associated with it, is a change in the angle of the exit pipes. In that, this is hard to kind of explain, but you don't want the pipe coming out of the bladder straight, 90 degrees to the wall of the bladder. It's very hard for the body to seal it off. If the tube comes out at an angle, you can see as the bladder fills, that will compress the opening a little bit and give a little extra oomph to help you retain urine, if indeed that's an issue. So with a pessary, what happens is you get everything kind of tucked up in place. I liken it to a diaphragm. A lot of women know how to insert a diaphragm. So you have nothing to lose by trying it. You'll either love it or you'll hate it. And if it doesn't work, then you'll have to fall back on other kinds of issues. But there's nothing wrong with pessaries as long as they're prescribed appropriately and fitted appropriately. All right, I am Dr. Dina Dell. That is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? And until then, be well.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music.